You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. I was telling my co-host right here earlier that the LipnaSim numbers for only the first two shows in August, the downloads have already surpassed our June and July downloads. So woo-hoo! We're really appreciative of you guys listening. And obviously you're doing this already, but keep sharing the podcast with everybody that you know or anybody you know. We love growing our audience. And as I already mentioned, she's back, my go-to co-host on the show and in life, Shannon Birch.
I'm back.
I know you were kind of down and out the last couple of weeks with a nasty cold. What do you say percentage-wise you're at? What kind of, you back to 100%?
As far as recovery?
Yeah.
I would say I'm like 90.
90%?
I had this chest cold, and I'm not going to lie, I've had this sucker for like a month now. It's been a month this weekend, actually.
It's been going on for a while.
And I have not been sick in probably a year and a half until this thing. So it just got in there and it like rooted and it existed like in my chest. So all up in my lungs. And I definitely like most of my ability to do things is back. But I still have a cough and I still get kind of a husky voice here and there.
Yes, sir. You might hear the occasional cough from Shannon, but we'll try to keep that out of it. But so
enough of that, though.
Yes, we want to go into the fitness and health topics we're going to be talking about today. So I'm going to throw that over to you to let them know what we're talking about today.
Yes, we have two beefy taste tests. Does that not sound appetizing? Yum. To go through with you today, and then we posed a question to audiences and just general for our knowledge. We want to talk about our favorite plant-based proteins, kind of the flip side of the beefy taste tests. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorite, most important subjects, actually, we're going to be talking about the importance of meal prep.
Yeah, and you guys can hear there's a little thunder going on in the background. So
it's Florida. It's summer. You just have to expect it.
It's a little earlier than normal, but still. Before we get into those topics, the ETT training we had for this week, we have added a new client to our client base.
Woo!
So we're happy with the family, the ETT family keeps growing. And all the clients had awesome sessions this week. Please check out Elemental Training Tampa on Facebook. There's some good pictures. And I'm going to
Instagram.
And Instagram, yes. I think I'm going to do like a week in review video to have up there. So check out everybody, what they got into this week. And for our training, I know, Shannon, you were telling me, even though you're still a little bit sick, you were still able to get 5 days of training in this week.
Yeah, well, last weekend, I was so damn sick of being sick that I decided I was going to take matters into my own hands and do some serious cardio blasting to blast this thing out of my lungs. And it actually, I think, helped a lot. I did two solid days on my beautiful new bike, and that really helped to kind of jumpstart my recovery, I think, a little bit faster. And I kept up with it. I did another couple bike workouts. I did a HIIT workout, and then today we did a walk. And I mean, I feel like it's a really well-balanced week. Yeah. I'm exhausted right now, but it was a really well-balanced active week.
Yeah, and if you guys want to know what the bike Shannon's referring to, you just got to go back a couple episodes. We actually did an on-bike review of the Peloton cycle. It's a brand new stationary bike Shannon got for her as a birthday gift to herself.
Yeah.
And it's very special. It's no ordinary stationary bike, so check out that episode.
I'm loving the instructors, by the way. Like, oh. I thought I would just love the bike, but I love the instructors.
Yeah, I'm probably going to try to get on it today before we do anything tonight, because I need a little exercise pick-me-up. For my training, it's a little bit slow this week because we had a full ETT training schedule, but I did get some upper body kettlebell exercises in yesterday.
Nice.
So that was fun and definitely necessary. Other than that, we want to get into the topics that Shannon went over in the summary. The first one is our two beefy taste tests. I know that was hard for Shannon to say because...
I don't know why. Just saying that made me somewhat nauseous.
So the first beefy, and the reason why we're using that word is because we have two products that are both, you know, beef-based. The first one, which I'm sipping on right now, if you guys will hear me kind of maybe sipping, is bone broth, beef bone broth to be exact. And you guys, I'm sure if you've been listening to any type of or reading any health articles lately, you probably heard about bone broth. It's kind of the new thing.
It's the new trend. The new fad.
Yeah, I just saw an article. Yeah. It said bone broth is the new coffee, which I doubt. But it's supposed to be a more nutritious version of, I guess, like stock. Because I wasn't quite sure what the difference between beef stock and beef bone broth is. So I looked it up. At first, I looked up the ingredients. The bone broth that I have... I actually got from our neighbor, who is the owner and operator of Growing Roots, which is a purveyor of grass-fed beef, all kinds of natural and organic produce, dairy products, beef, anything like that, any really protein sources. So yeah, check her out at growingroots.net or search for her on Facebook. She's been hooking us up a lot lately with eggs and produce and now the bone broth. So make sure you check out Growing Roots. So the ingredients of the bone broth we had is filtered water, grass-fed beef bones, organic onions, organic carrots, celery, apple cider vinegar. All this is organic, by the way. Shallots, mushrooms, black peppers, parsley, thyme, bay leaves, tomato paste. So it sounds basically like they're making a stock.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's soup. I mean, it goes back. This is not anything new. This is actually like old school medicinal kind of food, because this is what they used to make with leftover bones back. I remember if you got sick.
Yeah, your mom makes it, right?
Yeah, my mom makes stock, but I mean, like back in the day, I'm pretty sure like this was what you had when you were sick because it was really good for you.
Right.
And it got you loads of nutrients.
Exactly. And I like it a lot too because not only the nutritious fact, but it's kind of a way to make zero waste out of an animal.
Yeah.
You know, it's
true.
We're kind of programmed in this country, unfortunately, due to, I mean, probably what we get at the grocery store. We only eat a small percentage of what an animal like a cow can provide.
Yeah.
You know? Yet your steaks and your ground beef, that's only from a small portion of the animal, you know? Either if it's organ meat or things like bones or brain or tongue, they don't get sold in a lot of commercial grocery stores. You know, some specialty ones will have it, but...
A lot of Americans don't have the stomach for it. Mm.
Well, that's a shame.
To eat a stomach.
Because all that stuff is really nutritious, too, especially organ meat.
Well, now there's, like, chefs that have dedicated their careers to, what is it, like, offal or something?
There's certain types
of chefs that, like, they're called, like, offal chefs or something. And correct me if that's not right.
Yeah.
But I was wondering what that was. So I started seeing it next to chef names. And it's chefs that specialize in the use and preparation of like organ products.
Right.
And not in like a gross way. I mean like making it fine dining, making it like this amazing culinary experience.
Mm-hmm. So I was, like I said, I was curious what the difference between bone broth and beef broth is. So the one that like you could buy at the store, like the stock you could buy at the store to make a soup or something. And I just looked at the difference in the ingredients is for the organic beef broth is water, beef stock, which is water and beef, sea salt, cane sugar, onion powder, yeast extract, garlic powder, caramel color, and black pepper.
So not nearly as many good things.
Yeah, it sounds like it's...
Supermarket.
Yeah, this is from the supermarket, so it's obviously, it's kind of somewhat processed. I think what I read online, the main difference between the bone broth and broth or stock you can buy at the grocery store is the time that the bones are spent simmering. Bone broth is a significantly longer time, it sounds like, you know, up to 24 hours in a normal pot, or smaller time for if you have like a pressure cooker or something like that. And stock is only a few hours. So they really try to extract all the nutrients from the bones in the bone broth, which I'm sipping on right now. And I mean, it tastes like beef stew, essentially, you know, kind of like clear beef stew. Yeah, so I mean,
I like to chew my beef stew.
Well, I mean, there's some floating stuff in here too. Oh, good. So yeah, nice. But it's interesting, and it didn't have any nutritional effects on there, but so I'll have to look them up. But it's the idea is that there's more nutrition in there than in the normal stock or anything like that.
As far as our taste test though goes,
I like it. Well, because I like beef. Yeah, it tastes like. Like watered down beef stew, essentially. Yeah. So
now, would you use this like not just as like a drink? Cause he's straight drinking this out of a coffee cup. Now, would you maybe put this in a bowl and like have it as like soup?
I mean, I guess you can, but that's an expensive thing of soup, because I think the container I got was 24 ounces, and it was $14 for a 24-ounce container. So since there's more labor that goes into making it, I guess, they're more expensive. And this was all organic, grass-fed stuff, too, so that ups the price. So this is a little bit, you know, high. The price point for this is a little higher, but it's definitely more nutritious than stuff you can most likely buy. Well, stuff you can buy at most grocery stores. Yeah. So I don't know if I would make this a regular thing. You know, maybe I'd try to make my own, really. Would be kind of the best option. All right, so the second beefy taste test you're actually sipping on.
Yes, and this was actually, I had seen this like start popping up all over the place. I'd seen some of the bloggers that I follow starting to use it, and it sounds weird when you just say, yeah, so I tried this new protein, and it's collagen. Now, I mean, I think of collagen, and I think, like, the stuff that people inject into their, like, lips or something to make them bigger. I don't know. But this is specifically collagen protein, and it's a beef collagen. And Nick can read off the package so that I don't get it wrong, because we actually bought a container from a company called Great Lakes Gelatin.
Yes, this is actually kind of a suggestion we heard. If you guys listened to one of the past podcasts with Anna Machino, she actually puts this in her morning coffee, which I started doing recently since she can't really handle dairy that much. So some nutritional facts. Excuse me. A 2-tablespoon serving contains 43 calories. Probably less than 1% of your daily need of sodium, and 11 grams of protein. It also contains 12 grams of collagen hydrolate.
Yeah.
Anyways, and the ingredient is hydrolyzed collagen. That is the only ingredient that's in here. So there's no sugar, there's no other anything else in here. It's just, essentially, it's a source of protein.
Yep.
Let me see what we can see. So this hydrolyzed collagen is the same collagen found naturally in bone, skin, and cartilage. It is a bioactive product containing 90% protein, and it's easily assimilated by your body. So you're sipping it. I made it into a smoothie for you. Yep. Added it in there. What do you think?
It has a slight, and maybe I probably should have done like exact recipe. I think you did mostly what I usually put into a protein smoothie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a little bit of an after flavor. It's almost like I don't know what you would call that, but like there is like an after flavor to it, but the actual flavor of it, you don't taste. It blends in with whatever you're drinking, and it dissolves completely, so you don't have to worry about any gritty kind of things. I hate gritty proteins.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is more important. I know that you had said you'd put it in your coffee and it was really good. I think that it's good. You can definitely probably incorporate it into most any of your drinks, maybe even some foods. I'd be interested in learning how to bake with it. But I do, we've been kind of just getting a vanilla, like, high protein powder. And I think I'm just so used to the vanilla flavored protein powder that's why I think it tastes different. I probably could get used to this.
Yeah, they...
Not too much trouble.
Their suggestion, it says you can dissolve in cold, warm, or hot liquids. Taken before meals to help curb appetite. Enjoy when you add it to your favorite drinks, such as coffee, smoothies, non-carbonated beverages, or juice.
Mm, so mostly beverages.
And that's one thing I did. I do notice it dissolves, and I think you probably hit on that, it dissolves really easily.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I put it in my coffee every morning, and there's not, like, anything at the bottom or anything like that when I'm done.
Yeah, I definitely will try this in other things to see kind of what that taste profile is in other flavors. But I can't taste anything. It's aftertaste, and it's more of a feeling in my mouth than it is a flavor.
Yeah, I did notice that that was the only thing I noticed was an aftertaste. But both of these products... Pretty, I would definitely recommend
them.
Like I mentioned, it was the collagen is. We talked about the price of the bone broth. It's a little expensive. Probably something you can't do all the time, especially
bone
if you purchase
broth?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably if you get into making your own, that'd probably be the cheaper alternative. But if you buy it from some purveyor or something like that, it could get a little pricey. But this, do you remember how much this goes?
I think that was like 24. It's not bad.
As far as protein goes, 24
really
is not bad at all.
And it's a 16-ounce, 1-pound
38
container.
Servings in here.
Yeah,
which is
not
really
bad
good.
At all.
So as far as protein goes, definitely recommend this.
And it's also, especially for the ladies out there, I don't know if you care at this point. I'm now over 30, and I have creaks and aches and like... body aches just when I wake up in the morning, and I specifically honed in on this protein because it's supposed to be really good for joint health, specifically to improve and kind of ease the aches and help your joints. So whereas I have so many old injuries that are going to wreak havoc probably later in life, I want as much help with that as possible, which is why this was so much more appealing.
Yeah, like I said, Anna Vachino recommended this, and we jumped on it too, because we always like to find a little, because everybody is a little busy, so they don't have all the time to have whole meals. So
yeah,
protein powders are something that help nowadays, and I think this is a good form of option for protein powders for people.
Yeah, we'll post a link in the show notes if you're interested in kind of checking this out. And if anybody's interested more in hearing about additional benefits and studies and stuff, I'm sure we can dig them up.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go into our next topic that we talked about in the summary. Plant proteins. Oh, we got a lot of ambiance going on behind us right now, folks.
It kind of makes me want to take a nap.
Yeah, well, we're almost there. Keep going. Don't fall asleep on me yet. All right, plant proteins. We want to complement our two beef product reviews with non-animal related proteins. So we put it out in Facebook and Twitter this week and asked people what their favorite plant proteins are. For me personally, one that I think that probably the most nutritional benefit is lentils. Just because per gram, the amount of protein is unbelievable.
You like lentils? That's the difference. You're talking about favorite plant proteins. Now, do you actually like lentils? I used to eat lentils when I was a vegan, and it was one of the hardest things for me to stomach.
Yeah, they're not tremendously tasty. I mean, you would have to add stuff to it to make it a little bit more palatable, but they are very nutritious. I mean,
they're very good for you.
Yeah, I think it's like a cup. It's got 15 grams.
Crazy good for you.
Yeah, it's got a lot of protein in it. But also, if you can't handle beans or legumes, because lentils are legumes, sorry. It's not the best option, but I guess my favorite would be nut butters.
Oh, you stole mine, you thief.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, they're the best tasting, and or whole nuts. I mean, I love cashews, I love walnuts, everything like that. Any type of nut, I'm a fan of, because it also has a good amount of fat in it, too.
You know, I've said it in other podcasts, I do love nuts.
You are a nut fanatic. But we got a ton of a response when we put this question about plant-based protein out on Facebook and Twitter. And our friend Jane Berryman said she's a fan of tofu, even though she doesn't eat a tremendous amount of legumes. Our buddy Robert Fellner said chicken, beef, pork, and bacon. I don't know if he understood the question.
I think that's his way of saying screw plant.
Yeah,
I guess. Go for animal protein.
My Aunt Pam, she said black beans and chickpeas, so she's onto the beans and legumes. And my mom actually chimed in and said chickpeas and soy. So she's probably like the tofu or soy milk and hummus, which we love hummus here. My buddy Brandon from Gracie, Tampa, he said lentil stew, hands down. Oh, see, wow. He's a lentil fan.
So you need to get his recipe for lentil stew.
Fiber and protein, one, two. It's hard to beat, he says. And then this lady named Shannon Palmer said, does peanut butter count? Question mark, winky face. And my buddy TJ from Gracie, Tampa South, he put down hemp and nuts. Hemp is interesting. Obviously, we're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about the non-psychedelic form of the actual plant. It actually has a lot of beneficial proteins in it. I actually tried hemp powder, protein powder, before from Onnit.
Yeah, I've used that.
It's pretty interesting.
It's not as high in protein as some other powders, so it's not really been like any... I don't know. I wouldn't call it like a great go-to, but it is definitely a good alternative.
Yes. Yeah, especially, you know, if you're all plant-based. Desiree, your friend and one of your bridesmaids, she said quinoa, which is a good source.
It's actually considered a perfect protein, mm-hmm. too.
Our friend Karen Perkins, she said hemp or pea protein. Pea protein's another, mm-hmm. I know it's a bean. And then our friend Nikki said edamame.
Which is soy.
Yes.
I think like if I had to say my favorite, most versatile protein, like favorite tasting protein, definitely nuts, hands down, peanut butter, almonds, and just like almost any kind of nut. But as far as versatility, soy is probably the most versatile plant-based protein out there. I mean, it can become so many things, so many textures. It is flavorful on its own if you cook it a certain way, but also it can just take on the flavors whatever you have it with. So whether you're having it in like tempeh or you're having it in tofu or you're having it in a milk, or there's just so many different options. I really think it gets like my award for most versatile and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know there's been some research about the effect of soy, especially in males. I think it believes actually something to do with producing more estrogen. I think what I've read is that in small amounts it's not bad. I think you would have to eat a tremendous amount of soy in order to produce more, you know, noticeable levels of estrogen, but I would have to do more research on that. Because I know some people stay away from soy because of that reason.
No personal study for you?
No. So I also put this question out on Twitter and got a response from, let me see if I can get this guy's Twitter handle correct. Gozerion.
Wow.
Gozerion on Twitter. He said he had a whole list. This is his morning breakfast.
That's his breakfast?
This is the breakfast he eats every morning. I'll run it down. This is the list. It's hemp seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, almond meal, walnuts, pecans, pistachio, nutritional yeast, wheat germ, vegetable protein, macadamia nuts, steel-cut oats, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, Brazil nuts, oats, glutamine, whey protein, grind together, stir in bananas and blueberries.
Holy moly.
So I saw him, he responded to that, so I asked him if he'd be willing to give me some of the nutritional, you know, do some of the rough nutritional facts for it.
Yeah.
He got back to me, and these are the rough numbers. Total calories, 1,600 calories.
What? That's like my daily intake.
Total
limits.
Fat, 95 grams of fat.
Oh my god.
144 grams of carbs and 82 grams of protein in this breakfast for him.
Is he like a weightlifter or something?
I don't know, possibly. Like I said, I only know him through Twitter. He responded to this. So I'm not quite sure. But yes, that is a crazy.
That is.
That's hell of a breakfast.
What?
Maybe
in a meal.
Yeah, maybe he is a weightlifter. That kind of would sound like something they would do. You know, get a.
Oh
a,
yeah, I've seen like weightlifters eat
a macro
crazy kind
of dose of food and all the type of different macros there. So
yikes.
So yeah, I appreciate everybody's feedback on those plant sources, plant protein sources. That was quite the selection.
Yeah.
So finally, we got into our final topic of the podcast today. One of your favorite topics, meal prepping.
Yeah.
I posted I think it was for my What I Ate Wednesday post this week was a little kind of slideshow of you prepping our doing our weekly meal prep.
Yep.
And what do we normally go into? What do we normally do for our weekly meal prep?
Well, and I will say, like, meal prep is one of those things you kind of have to have a love-hate relationship with because you have to carve out some time. Like, it's a commitment. But it's one of those things that we've found if we don't do a significant, like, it's going to sound like a lot when I break it down, but it's because we have no time during the week, like no time. In fact, whenever I have to make a full like meal for lunches and everything during the week, it super stresses me out. Like I get so stressed out because I just don't have any time. And what we do is we'll typically go grocery shopping and then on a Sunday, we will take all the produce. So this is what I've been doing the last few weeks, taking all the produce, washing it, so like letting it soak with a vegetable produce cleanser, drying it out. This is like lettuces and stuff too. And then I go through and I will chop up the celery, the carrots. I'll do two different types of chops for carrots. I cut them into carrot sticks and then I cut them into like little tiny pieces to put in salads. I cut up mushrooms. I cut up
peppers,
like, and I'm talking like bags and piles of this stuff. And they go into Tupperware containers, like big Tupperware containers. So I'll like prep the lettuce and things like that. Most of the lettuce I'll just leave, but I'll like maybe tear it into smaller pieces or I'll take out the thick stems or whatever. And then we usually cook up about 9 to 10 boiled eggs and 1 to 2 packages of bacon. And I will actually go ahead and cut up the bacon ahead of time too. So basically like all of the cleaning, all of the cutting, like chopping, all of that gets done. I mean, like this takes me about 4 hours, I think, from start to finish, I would say.
Yeah.
So like if we ate chicken a lot, then I would cook like the chicken and that kind of stuff, but we don't. So we basically just get everything prepped. So all you have to do is you take out your containers and then you just grab handfuls from each, throw them together. Put your dressing in. You can throw a little bit of cheese on there. It sounds and looks like so much, but it's so worthwhile during the week because never mind like actually planning out your meals, which is a whole other thing, but eating nutritional meals every day is just really hard. It's very difficult, and the less time you have to do it, the more tempting it is to skip it altogether. So if we don't do this, I find myself getting really stressed out and like skipping making lunches and things like that altogether.
Right, and then you end up eating stuff that's less nutritious, going out and picking stuff up at either fast food or gas station or something like that. That's meal prep is a huge component of healthy eating. You know, preparing your stuff ahead of time will save that time during the week, just like you were hitting on, so you can still have nutritious meals during the week. You know, it cuts down on the preparation time, you know, which a lot of people kind of, I think, will discourage people, that really discourage people from cooking and things like that. I've found the reason that I've been able to, you know, lose weight and keep weight off is because I cook most of my meals at home and we use whole ingredients.
Yeah. You know?
We don't have meal, we very not very frequently do we have meals in the bag, you know? Something that you just open a bag and throw in the pan and some meal. You know,
like all-inclusive one thing. Yeah, we never do that.
Exactly. The closest thing we have to that is frozen vegetables that's in one bag. And it's just a medley. So,
and frozen vegetables have actually proven to be very nutritious.
Yeah. So we love that. We do meal prep every week. Like you said, love, hate. We love the fact that it saves us time. Obviously, we hate that it takes so much time on our Sunday, on our weekend. But we know the benefits of it. And another kind of option, too, that I've told a couple different clients, and I'm sure you told your friends, is Blue Apron.
Yes.
Or services like Blue Apron.
Yeah. What? I think Fresh Kitchen is another one that we always
Hello
get
Fresh
things.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, they're essentially they're, you know, ingredient delivery services.
Well, they're meal planning and they deliver everything for those meals to your door.
Yeah. So I mean, and literally it comes in a box with frozen like ice packs in it and everything, and everything you need
super fresh.
Depending on how many meals you get, and obviously you get to choose your meals, and it comes right to your door in a box. It's all there, everything's separately packed, all the ingredients you need. All you have to do is follow directions, which they include.
Yes.
And boom, you've got a meal for the week.
Yeah, and we've tried a couple of them. We have tried that HelloFresh or whatever it is. Wasn't that excited about their recipes and their meals and things like that, but Blue Apron we've used it on and off.
Yep.
For over like a year and a half, I think. We're going on 2 years. And still I love it. Like now we don't do it every week anymore. We really do it like maybe once or twice a month. But we'll get 3 meals, which is the majority of our, like, cooked meals in a work week. We'll get those delivered to us. I get to kind of say yay or nay on the final recipes. They allow you to make adjustments. And the food, I think 90% of the time, we love the meals. We have a whole drawer in our kitchen that is filled with the recipe cards. Because they're just so good.
Yeah. And they are not a sponsor of the podcast. I wish. Gosh, maybe hopefully in my wildest dreams they'll become a sponsor.
Yeah.
But they're so awesome. but truly, we're fans of them. We would suggest that to anybody who's looking for
an
option to achieve that thing of cooking more meals at home, which is, like I mentioned, is a huge component of eating healthy.
And it all comes like packaged up, kind of sized out for you already, so you're not ending up with a ton of extra ingredients, which is what happens if you try to meal plan for yourself and you've got all these different recipes you're doing. So you end up with loads of extra ingredients because you have to buy all these things for your dish, and you'll probably just let some of them go bad in your fridge, which is infuriating. It's like one of my biggest pet peeves that you can't do anything about sometimes.
Right. Yeah, so we recommend that. Not only meal prep, but Blue Apron and cooking most of your meals at home if you can. That's really, those will help you if you're looking into maybe if you have some extra weight to lose. Those are some great options to add to your kind of daily routine. All right, so we were super heavy on nutrition this episode. Hopefully you guys got some good information out of it. Like we mentioned in the beginning, we appreciate you all listening. And one thing you can do to help us out is actually give us a rating or review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you listen to us, especially iTunes. That's kind of the big one, and we would really could use a couple more ratings because right now we're not currently rated on iTunes. So we need a few more just to get the stars. So give us a 2 or 3, or, you know, 4 or 5 stars.
It only takes a minute, guys.
Exactly. You know, we always want constructive suggestions, feedbacks, criticisms, whatever it is, whatever you guys are willing to offer can help us get better. And that's what we're looking for. Also, I want to tease this. I know Shannon was back this week, but the next episode she won't be on. Because I will be going to my first cryotherapy session, and that will be we'll be podcasting from there, And I'm sorry to rob you guys of Shannon for another week, but
I didn't even know about this. He's just telling me this now so that I can't say anything.
I'm springing it on her now. Yes, so she's mad at me.
What the hell?
But I'm going to be going to my first cryo session at Chill Therapy in Tampa, Florida. Check them out on Instagram. They're awesome. Just look for Chill Therapy. So the next podcast will be from there. So I am super excited about that. I've been talking about that for a while. I think that's all we have for you today. Shannon is very upset with me right now since I sprung it on her. Is there anything else you want to say? Not Matt about, you know,
twerp.
Yeah. Besides, you know, being angry with me. All right. This has been another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. You know,
you just had a brain fart, didn't you?
Oh, that's pretty good. Didn't let that thunder go by. I think my favorite plant protein would be...
Come on. You can do it.
I gotta steal somebody's, bro.